NeoThink Radio Network. Visit neothinkradio.com.
Coming up, we're going to meet David Kekik. We're going to talk about anti-aging research, how it can be slowed down, controlled, and even reversed. And I'm very excited to hear more. David Kekik, when we return.
If you're like most Americans, you're not aware that school children in over 20 U.S. states can be legally beaten by their teachers. This practice, which has been outlawed in over 125 countries, is taking place right here in the USA, and the media won't even talk about it. Parents and Teachers Against Violence in Education is an organization that was founded over 25 years ago to end legalized child abuse occurring in American schools. The United States remains the only country in this free world that permits cruel punishment of school children. Now is the time to enact a federal law that will end this disgrace. Please help put a stop to legalized child abuse in schools. Call or write your congressman and senator today. To learn more about the corporal punishment of American school children, please visit the website at nospank.net. That's www.nospank.net. And please take a few minutes to read their booklet, Plain Talk About Spanking, which you'll find conveniently linked from their homepage. That's www.nospank.net. Thank you.
Gas prices got you down? Ready for $6 a gallon fuel? Get smart and go green with the same machine. With the InnerCharger Smart Emissions Reducer, enjoy increased gas mileage, reduced vehicle maintenance, while doing your part to help the environment. At just $404 installed for most vehicles, no outrageous claims, the technology speaks for itself. We are so confident that we offer a full 90-day money-back product guarantee. Scores of vehicle owners are already seeing a tremendous return on their investment, like New York City taxi and limo owners, municipalities, and large business fleets. InnerCharger Smart Emissions Reducer is recognized by the New York City Taxi and Limo Commission, the California Air Resource Board, and the Independent Testing Laboratories. And now, you can take full advantage of this tremendous technology. Call Extreme Energy Solutions at 973-209-3450. That's 973-209-3450. Visit us online at www.extremeenergysolutions.net to learn more about other vehicle owners who are benefiting from the InnerCharger's Smart Emissions Reducer. 973-209-3450.
I'd like you to meet Michael Connors. Michael is president and CEO of the Hudson Valley, New York Jackson Hewitt franchise. Michael and his team not only offer tax preparation, but many more services as well, kind of like a one-stop shop for all your business and financial needs. So let Michael and his team of experts help. Phone Michael Connors today at 845-452-7800 or visit jtaxnewyork.com.
NTR.
NeoThink Radio Network.
Today we have David Kekik with us. David is founder of the Maximum Life Foundation, and his team of experts and investors have a mission, and that's to reverse aging. To me, that's very exciting because I'm in my 50s now, and I've always said my best years will be in my 70s. Welcome, David. Welcome to NTR.
Thank you, Shalene. Thank you so much for having me.
You have a great radio voice.
Oh, thank you.
Well, my first question to you is, before you founded the Maximum Life Foundation, what happened in your life that brought you to where you are now? Kind of like give your story, please.
Oh, gosh. You mean my first interest in life extension or how I started?
Yeah, no, your story and what drove you to where you are now, the passion that you have for this.
I guess the passion started back in my 20s and 30s. I was always interested, at least then, in fitness and health. And, gosh, when I was in my 30s, early 30s, I remembered thinking, and this goes way, way back, I was thinking about immortality and, why would people have to die and do I have to die? And I thought, no, why should I? I thought if I lived to 100, then I thought I'd have a good fighting chance of doing that. Then science would be able to, by that time, be able to control aging, reverse the human aging process. And I was just, I don't know if that was more of a wish or a hope or intuition or whatever, but I was actually pretty close to what I think is reality now. And I had an injury. I had got hurt when I was 35 years old. That was 33 years ago in 1978. I had a spinal cord injury, and
oh my gosh!
Yeah, that really set me back. I was paralyzed. Still, I am, of course, and it paralyzed me from the right below the shoulder level down, and that put me in a spin emotionally and for a while. And I was went into a, of course, like most people, into a little state of depression and lost a lot. I lost my business, and I just basically lost everything I had, my girlfriend and my home on the beach and everything. But so I took a long trip around the world trying to find a cure that didn't exist. So they told me there was no cure here in this country, and they said, get it out of my mind. There's no way I'd ever be cured no matter what. And I said, well, gee, how about future technology? How about, you know, medical breakthroughs? Nope, not in your lifetime. Forget it. Forget it. And so really they took away from me the one thing that you really should give people that are down, and that is hope, because without hope there's nothing. And the doctor stripped me of that, and they really didn't. They tried to. And I said, well, screw them. If there's nothing here, I'm going to go find something somewhere. And I got some clues about Japan, went here, went there, and ended up spending about 15 months overseas, just meandering around trying to find a cure, which obviously didn't exist. But I ended up back in the U.S. In, I think, 1981 or something, around right at the beginning of the year. And I landed back east where I grew up and had to regroup, and ended up staying back there for what was supposed to be temporary, and it turned out to be a long, long haul, many, many years. And while I was there, I started raising money for paralysis research and got to be pretty good at it. I had a local chapter of the Spinal Cord Society, and we had a lot of events and fundraisers, and it kept me pretty busy. And that's what kind of got me out of the doldrums. I had a successful event and realized that I still had it from the shoulders up, and I could still get things done, and that gradually got me back into business. But as things were going along, I noticed everybody around me was aging, and I was always pretty aware of the aging process, but it really didn't sink in until I saw my parents aging, because I was staying with them at that time, and my aunts and my uncles, and of course my friends and myself. And as I started losing relatives and I started losing friends from time to time, I really developed a strong passion, stronger than I had before, for a life extension. And I realized that even if I were to find, or somebody were to find, a cure for paralysis, with all the disuse and atrophy that sets in over the years and the damage is done through inactivity, it'd be forever through rehab, and I wouldn't be back to where I was when I got hurt, even if I had a perfect cure, and that wasn't going to happen. So I started focusing my efforts on aging, which affects, seriously affects about 200 million Americans, about two-thirds of the people alive, the adults. I mean, I say 200 million because that's about how many adults are in this country. And spinal cord injuries, paralysis affects, maybe 150,000, 200,000 people. And it'd be great to have that cure. But I realized that it wouldn't be a whole lot harder to cure aging after I really got into it and dug into it and got to know some of the scientists and some of the science behind it. And a lot of the technologies like stem cell research, a lot of the things overlapped. And I figured, well, if I had a perfect cure for my spinal cord injury, I would be up in years, I wouldn't have what I had before, and then I would die. I'd basically die. And I didn't want to die. And I wanted to live as long as I could, wanted to recapture my youth. And, of course, that's been an ages-old dream. People for thousands and thousands of years have wanted that. And I was no different, probably no different from you, most people that I know. But most people I do know have their heads in the sands, and they didn't want to talk about it. So I became known, I was kind of seen by some people in some circles as a weirdo, guy who doesn't have his feet on the ground. And I didn't care, because I was determined to reverse aging. And so in 1999, I formed the Maximum Life Foundation, and moved back to California in 2000. And at that time, a month after I got back here, I was assembling this conference that I had in June of 2000. I came back, moved back to California in May. But months before that, I was organizing a conference where we pulled together about 12 of the top researchers in the world on life extension. And they were from all different arenas. They were from anything ranging from stem cells to genomics to different subsets of genomics to artificial intelligence to genomic genome reengineering and all kind of interesting fields. And what was really interesting is most of these people, although they, some of them knew each other and most of them heard of one another. In fact, there were very few people in there that nobody ever heard of. It was the first time for a lot of them that they actually had a chance to meet one another. And it was the first time for sure they ever had a chance to spend a weekend and brainstorm with them on how we're going to reverse aging. And out of that, we ended up with three more conferences after that, and for a total of four, all brainstorm sessions. And we had a lot of meetings, of course, and the meetings among researchers in that group and other groups. And after all these years, they put together a scientific roadmap on how to reverse the human aging process. And recently we put together a timeline and we put together a budget. And the challenge now is to raise the money to fund the research in our lifetimes. This is for sure, it's going to happen. There's no doubt in my mind we're going to be able to reverse aging. But the question is, when is it going to happen? Are we still going to be alive? It doesn't do me any good personally if I'm not here, and it doesn't do 100,000 people a day any good who die from aging now. If they happen to die one day before the cure is found, if there's such a, you know, if there's such a milestone, that it'd be more of a gradual thing, obviously. But for the people who miss it by a year or two or three, it's very sad, and it's a tragedy that can't be reversed, I don't think. And the so we've come up with a two-pronged attack. One prong is to fund and organize the research and raise money for that, which we're in the process of doing now. And the other prong is to assemble all the information that people need to stay alive and healthy as long as they can to widen their window of opportunity for being around when an aging cure actually does come to be. And that is just as important, probably more important for most people, because it's something they can relate to, because we're not using rocket science for this. It's basically common sense ideas, and but a lot of detailed tweaks to these common sense ideas. And it takes, some effort and discipline on people's part, and a little bit of they have to have some motivation either to just feel better or to live longer, and in my case, both of those, plus to be around when we're going to have the age reversal possibilities. So I put together a program. I actually wrote a book and included all the reasons how and why we're going to be able to reverse the human aging process. I put in the philosophy, the psychology, and the technology behind it all. And the second part of the book goes into what you can do now to stay alive and healthy during this period of time.
Yeah, and at, just for our listeners, at your website, which is www.maxlife.org, they can get a free booklet just by signing up, right? They can download
it? Yeah, you get a free download. It's actually a whole book. It's not just a booklet.
Oh, okay.
It's a whole book. You can also buy it at Amazon if you want the hard copy. And the name of the book is Life Extension Express. And I'm rewriting the book. It's not a rewrite so much as it is an update, and I'm making hundreds of edits. And I'm even going to change the name, and we may do a push and try to get this book in the bookstores. And the name, we're working on a new name right now. But for now, you can get a free downloadable copy on maxlife.org, or you can buy a copy at amazon.com.
David, I've talked about anti-aging before to my friends and family, and they either respond, why would anyone want to live forever, and what about population control? Would you like to answer that?
Oh, yeah, sure. That's a common objection, and it makes sense. I mean, we're so brainwashed into thinking that, you know, we're going to be overpopulated, we have scarce resources, limited resources. It's been this way forever. I mean, when the Industrial Revolution hit, people were saying, my God, now what's going to happen? We're all going to be thrown out of jobs. Population started to explode, and what are we going to do with all the people? How are we going to feed them? standards of living are going to plummet. And the exact opposite happened. I think we have 17 times as many people now as we have been in the world, and our standard of living has never been higher, and employment's never been higher. Everything is higher and higher and higher. And the bottom line is we have enough resources on this planet to feed, house, and clothe about twice as many people as are living right now. And that was put together. Julian Simon, a famous economist, made those calculations years ago. And it's not so much a resource problem. And this is what we have now. This doesn't account for future technologies, future more energy breakthroughs or new food breakthroughs or whatever. This just takes into account what we have now in this world and what we're using, the resources we have right now. It's a distribution, it's a political, problem. It's not a resource problem. We have plenty of stuff to go around, we're just not getting it around. But then when you start talking about future technologies, let's say we do double the population and don't make any progress at all, then what happens? Well, we're obviously going to make progress because we're making it faster and faster as time goes on. It's an exponential growth in progress in every area of life. We're not taking into account things like nanotechnology. They're going to basically be able to clean the air, produce clean energy, unlimited amounts of food, and every other resource that we need. So there are technologies on the board right now, in fact, that are even being used in some regards that are going to be able to solve these problems. I mean, as far as space is concerned, boy, gosh, last time I flew across this country, I saw mostly open space and very little populated areas. And you go to places like Hong Kong, they have it figured out. I mean, they cram a lot of people into small space. And Frank Lloyd Wright, for example, designed a mile-high building most people don't know about. He was going to do it in Chicago. And that would have housed the entire population of Chicago. And he had the rest of the city raised in his plans. And it was all park area. And this building was like the hub of a spoke. And then they had roads leading in, which would be the spokes, leading in all directions and into the park area and, you know, whatever. But there's so much land of it. It doesn't take into consideration, obviously, undersea exploration, living, resources. Doesn't take into consideration, certainly, getting off this planet. I mean, we're a tiny, tiny, little insignificant planet in an infinite, possibly infinite universe. So it doesn't take into consideration any of that. And we're going to be one of these days leaving the planet, and we're going to be colonizing asteroids and other and moons and other planets and even other solar systems. And even eventually other galaxies and maybe whatever, maybe even other universes if that's possible. People get their up in arms over all these crises that we're going through. I just close my mind to it all. I mean, I could care less about global warming and about pollution, about this, about that, because it's all going to be solved. It's all going to be solved with technology. What I care about is the people that are in control of these technologies, because everything has a dark side to it. You know, a hammer, you can use a hammer as a weapon or as a tool, and the more sophisticated your technologies become, obviously, the more dangerous they become. So my concern is, are we going to be able to, as a civilization, are we going to be able to keep people from destroying it? Because individuals are getting empowered. They're getting empowered positively, and also they're getting empowered with destructive powers as well. My concern is the sanity of and mysticism, of course, collapsing that. Dr. Wallace was 100% right. We've got to bring some sanity into this world. And I have my own ideas as to what is going to bail us out that is probably beyond this discussion.
Well, that's why you're on this radio show. You're sane. We have to take a short break. And again, I'm here with founder of the Maximum Life Foundation, David Kekik. And when we return, I'd like to ask David about the Manhattan Beach Project. David Kekik, when we return.
NPR. Neothink Radio Network. Visit neothinkradio.com.
After college, I really let myself go. I gained a ton of weight, lost my self-esteem, and my career seemed to be going nowhere. But then, about a year ago, I met USA Martial Arts Hall of Fame master teacher, Soke Joe. Soke Joe runs New York Martial Arts right in the Huntington area. And let me tell you, this changed my life. I lost almost all of the weight I gained. I'm now in shape mentally and physically. And I've had 3 promotions at work since I've been training with Soke Joe. So if you're interested in self-protection, relaxation, restored self-confidence, just go to New York Martial Arts, Hambu.com. New York Martial Arts. 40 years of improving lives through martial arts training. That's New York Martial Arts, Hombu.com.
NGR, Neo Think Radio Network.
NeoThink Radio Network. Visit neothinkradio.com.
Welcome back. I'm here with founder of the Maximum Life Foundation, David Kekik, and their mission is to reverse aging. And before we went to break, I mentioned the Manhattan Beach Project. What is that, David?
I mentioned that conference we had in June of 2000, and that was held in Manhattan Beach, California. And we were discussing how we're going to obviously reverse the human aging process, and I said we really need to concentrate our efforts, we need to concentrate our resources, and we have to get an attitude like they had at the Manhattan Project. We have to have a Manhattan Project type initiative to reverse aging. And one of the researchers, George Roth, stood up and said, hey, the Manhattan Beach Project. And it was such a cool name, it stuck. And
it is.
That's what we've been calling this, the Manhattan Beach Project, ever since.
Oh,
and
wow.
We brainstormed on how we're going to raise the money, because I think reversing aging isn't so much a scientific problem anymore. We know how to do it. It's just a matter of, just like when we built the bomb, we knew how to build the bomb or the Apollo project. We knew how to go to the moon. We just didn't have the resources, and we didn't have the coordination and development time to do that at these humble beginnings. It took years to do it, but the Human Genome Project's another example. We knew how to do all these things at the beginning, but it took a concentrated effort to get them done. And that's where we are right now with aging.
Do you think aging causes some of our diseases?
Oh, yeah. Most of the horrible diseases we have are aging-related diseases. Cancer definitely is. Even though young people get cancer, the vast majority get cancer at older ages. Heart disease is virtually unknown for you. Here and there you see it with young people. But heart disease is definitely an aging-related disease. Dementia, which is the scariest aging-related disease to me, because about half the people 85 or more get it. Alzheimer's are worse. Or when nothing's worse, I guess, but Alzheimer's or any other dementias. And that's one reason we have to, if you cure aging, most of these diseases fade away. But we also need to make sure we're keeping our eye on some of these dementia cures as well. And that's really important to me.
Well, you know, I just want to say thank you so much for helping to change our world, David, and your team of experts, researchers, investors. And I'm sorry to say, but we have to go. It's the end of our
show. Well, thank you, Shalini. Thank you for having me. No, I really appreciate this, and I really enjoyed talking to you. And pardon me?
Can you come on again?
Sure.
Oh, great. And give us some updates? That'd be wonderful.
Yeah, I wish I had a big update for you, you know, today. There are some really neat things going on, and we could spend some time and talk about some of the newer breakthroughs, and I'd love to be able to share that with you and your audience.
Oh, and I'm so very excited about this research, and if you ever need a test person, here I am. Okay.
You can get in line behind me, but I'll save a spot for you.
All right, David Kekik, founder of the Maximum Life Foundation. You can visit their website at maxlife.org. Thank you very much, David.
Okay, thank you, Shalene.
NeoThink Radio Network. Visit neothinkradio.com.